Hello and welcome to the 8th Uber Loud Records podcast. Myself, Gary, my friend Mr. Gawley here.
Hello.
It's quite soon after the 7th podcast, which we hope you enjoyed.
Yep.
If you got around to downloading it, with three fantastic bands. But this podcast is a particularly special one because we went to the 12 Bar in Westcott Place, Swindon, on the 31st of August for the Uber Loud Records launch gig.
First ever gig we've ever done.
We didn't know how it was going to go.
Could have gone badly.
We hoped it went well, yeah. and it went fantastic.
It went stunningly
120
well.
Of you turned up.
And they're not rent friends either. That's actual proper paying punters.
The Purple Streams kicked off.
Yeah.
Followed by the Alphons, followed by Sleep Good, Feel Good.
Correct.
I think before we waffle any more, let's hear a little bit of Purple Streams.
Let's listen. Indeed. Shout.
So that was the Purple Streams with their blinding set. And their drummer, how old is their drummer? Did you speak to him?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well,
I
we all spoke to him.
Eight or nine
he's,
now,
he's
I think.
Pretty young, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not old at all.
But he's really outgoing for his age.
Oh,
he was
definitely.
Really chatty and everything. There's something else that me and Gawley have to apologise for, as usual.
Please.
In these circumstances. Because of a number of reasons, one of the primary of those reasons being that we got too drunk on the night of the gig,
yes.
We didn't actually get any interviews with
no,
bands. We're sorry about that, and we feel we failed. It is now our task, our endeavour, to go and speak to them at some point.
Correct.
In the near future, to
definitely.
Arrange just a rendezvous with those bands, and when we do that, we'll go and record them.
Yes,
put them on the next podcast.
I think we need to have it in there. It's just a good, you know, we were going to try and get interviews. We had them arranged, but unfortunately, Gary couldn't stand up.
That's very true. Very unprofessional of me. The next band was the Alphons.
Yeah.
We featured them recently in the acoustic podcast at Riffs. That's number 6.
And in the very first podcast as well.
And also in the, So here is a couple of songs from the Alphons.
Thank you.
The Alphons there.
That was the Alphons. They were awesome.
Absolutely.
As always.
Superb.
Certainly, I thought their set livened everything up and brought the house down almost.
Yeah.
They played a couple of new tracks, very good tracks indeed.
The way they were just. I love the way they introduce all their songs.
Yeah.
You know, they give a good little spiel about them. And their harmonies, their vocal, the way they couple the two vocals together is brilliant.
They've
I
got
think
a lot
those
of
guys.
Future,
I really think they can go far. I've really got a lot of faith in them.
I do as well.
But we tailed the night off with a fantastic band all the way from Cardiff.
All the way from Cardiff,
and they even had a hotel nearby. They went full on out and enjoyed themselves, and they were sleep good, feel good.
Sleep good, feel good.
Sadly,
which I certainly didn't in the morning, though.
No, I didn't sleep very well either.
I didn't sleep good. I didn't feel very good.
No.
Either.
Well, you went, Mr. Gawley here, went onto the furnace afterwards.
I did, yeah.
In a kind of after-show party style.
Yes.
I was carried home.
Enough said.
Yes, indeed. So they played a fantastic set. I really, really enjoyed the way that they started off with their Speaking Code song, which I think is a really great song to start with. And then they merged that in with the second song. And from the word go, I was hooked.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, a lot of the audience kind of meandered out to the bar during them, because I expect, being from Cardiff, they didn't bring a lot of fans with them, and a lot of the guys who came to see specific bands.
Yeah,
that was Purple
Streams
or the Alphons. So, you know, fair enough, I can understand why
less
you would do
them,
that. Yeah, well, we're talking about the punters here, though. They stood for a long time, they watched the bands they wanted to see. I don't blame them in many ways, but I just say next time, maybe try
effort.
And stay, because they're a really... We're not going to put a band on the scrap, especially because next time it's The Dirty Feel.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to miss out. Here's a bit of Sleep Good, Feel Good from the other night, 31st of August.
When I
The Uberland Records launch gig.
It was.
On the 31st of August.
It was
a fantastic, fantastic gig. The next one is on the 12th of October.
12th
Friday.
Of October, yeah. The Dirty Feel, The Sections and Underside.
Brilliant. There will be a brand new uberlandrecords.co.uk website coming online very soon.
Yeah.
With photos of August the 31st.
Yeah.
And with the full sets that you can download from the acoustic gig at Riffs.
Yeah.
And from that 31st.
Yeah,
concert there, and links to all their MySpace pages. So that's something to really look forward to. So thanks for all your support, everybody, and we'll see you very soon.
Goodbye.